This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
So the winners, as Ryan pointed out, see the tariffs as a way to boost their bottom lines. But there is no small number of American companies who see the tariffs as a direct threat to their bottom lines. As of the last count, the Department of Commerce has gotten more than 7,000 exemption requests, and we've been digging through some of them the past week or 10 days or so. Of the many common threads we have found, by far the most common is that these companies simply can't buy what they need here. Stephen Katz is a plant manager at United Chemicon's facility in Lansing, North Carolina. They make aluminum electrolytic capacitors.
It should be a no-brainer. We have no supplier that can produce in the U.S. for what we buy. We should not have been included to start with, but understand how the system works, but it is frustrating.
Ronnie Smith is vice president of operations at McMahon Steel Supply in Houston. Oilfield steel bars and tubing is their stock and trade. Mr. Smith is also a student of steel history.
I've been to most of the world's steel mills, and I don't think people really understand that the U.S. never, you know, since World War II, actually, or the end of World War II, reinvested in its steelmaking ability.
And so today, Mr. Smith says foreign steel is far, far ahead.
They're using robotics and new techniques that the steel industry doesn't employ that many people. And if they were to build new steel mills now, it'd be mostly roboticized processes. It wouldn't be a huge employment boom for anybody.
And global trade, Mr. Smith knows, is a complicated beast.
You know, we really are not sure whether we have any chance to make an impact on the process at all. We're just basically at the whims of EU negotiations and negotiations with Japan over military bases, things like that. And if the administration gets what it wants, then maybe they'll let up on the trade tariffs and quotas. But we do definitely feel caught in between.
Regulations.gov is where you can read some of those exemption requests for yourself. Also here, a reminder, the Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is in Beijing as we speak, talking trade with the Chinese.